Yes, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
This is Louis Quinones, I'm the acting board chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. We have a hearing, your name, sir?
It's Estadio Ortega, sir.
Okay, and which one of our board members has?
What's his name?
Requena, Requena?
That's fine.
Okay, can you hear me okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, please state your full name and ABC number for the record.
It's Estadio Ortega, sir, and it's 294-801, sir.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. We have a three-member board this afternoon. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable Louis Quinones. My name is David Neal, I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room, we have Mr. Cohen from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form?
I don't recall, sir.
It's the one that you signed it, it's the one notified you about the date and time of the hearing.
Oh, yes, sir, I recall now, sir.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself, sir.
Okay, at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you swear affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. And if those terms have been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is, phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. After I read, I'm going to ask if it's true or false. If you say it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Turner, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay, sir, sounds good.
All right, so allegation number one is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision, number 12F. As demonstrated by your failure to report to the Western Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, by 10 a.m. the next business day after being discharged from your approved residence at Beachway, 2719 West Maryland Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, on about September 29, 2016, per the discharge letter dated September 29, 2016, as directed on August 30th, 2016. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That is true, sir.
Okay. Well, based on the admission of Mr. Ravino, I'm going to find a new doing, but as violated the term of condition of the supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in a couple of days or company.
Second.
Agree.
By myself, statement by Mr. Cohen, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two now. But before we get started with that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and we'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Requena was released from ADC custody on 8/29/2016 and arrested on 6/9/2018 by Casa Grande PD. No new charges noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 6/12/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 9/21/2018 with 618 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. 2015, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2013, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year. 2014, resisting arrest, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-3. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of release, 2015 TIS release, absconded for 78 days, arrested on current offense, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, 2009 marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation, has a GED score of G2, B3.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. McKenna, I'm going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So it looks like on August 29, 2016, you were released from prison to a pre-approved residence at B-Grade 2719 West Maryland Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Then on September 28, 2016, you packed your belongings and left the property and never returned. Therefore, you were discharged from the program. And at that time, your whereabouts were unknown and you were abscond. So where did you go, sir?
Do I have the right to talk about what happened, sir?
Pardon me?
Yes, sir. Do I have the right to talk about what happened, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, now is the time. That's okay. What phase two is for, so we can go over all.
Okay. When I got out of prison, I changed my life, sir. I was close to Christ, and on that evening, I went to work, and this other co-worker, I don't know what's going on with him, but He issued a fight with me, and I didn't do nothing about it, but our supervisor, his name was Jimmy, he seen it, and he fired both of us. So he fired both of us. I had an appointment later that day to see if I could get custody of my kids back. So therefore, I called, and he told me that I couldn't get my kids back. So I kind of got scared, you know, and I'm from Casa Grande, Arizona. I'm not from Phoenix. I don't have family out there. So I got fired, and I just got scared that I wasn't going to be able to pay for my halfway house. So the thing I did was I just got my belongings and I took off to my mom's house in Casa Grande, Arizona. That's the only family I have in Casa Grande. And I wasn't out there doing bad things, sir. Like a month later, after I left, I got a job. I actually got a job, and I've been working ever since. I have a 4-month-year-old daughter. She's 4 months. My fiance, I just proposed to her not too long ago. And my father, he's ill. He has cancer. And I don't know how much time he got left. And I'm really scared that I don't want anything to happen to him when I'm in here. But I know it's up to you guys, to your parole board, to reinstate me or not. I know it's only 2 months, sir, but in these 2 months, my dad's really ill, you know, and I don't want him to pass away while I'm in here. I got a job. I got my boss's number, and I got the new address I can go to in Arizona City. That's like 5 minutes away from Casa Grande where I work. So I got a good job, and I'm sorry for that, my apologies, but I was scared because I couldn't pay for my halfway house, and I just think that I only knew what to do was go back to my mom's, and I got a job a month later than that, but I didn't come up for officer. I'm sorry about that, but I've been working ever since, and my family needs the bills because my mom, my father, and my mother, they're older, so they only are on Social Security, so the bills are kind of low right now.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can say right now, sir.
Okay, what were you doing for employment down there in Casa Grande?
I was working on Avidary. Well, it's actually in Stanford, sir, so it's like 5 minutes away from Casa Grande. It's just in Stanford, you know where Stanford, Arizona is? It's at TNK Red River there.
Okay. Well, that's commendable.
Yes, sir.
Looks like on August 30th, just before you absconded, you referred to correctional help at CHC for anger management counseling, but you didn't go and didn't complete that. Let me ask you this, sir.
Yes, sir.
You were out of contact with your PO for almost 2 years.
Yes,
didn't you think something was going to happen and you're going to get arrested and put back in prison? I mean, people come in and say, well, I was scared I'm going to go back to prison. So then you violate your parole and you're definitely going back to prison, just a matter of how long you can go without getting caught. So
yes,
so if you were down there really, well, if you were in Casa Grande for nearly 2 years, and the police didn't arrest you, then I would have to assume that basically you're behaving yourself. You're not doing anything major wrong. But what when the Cass Brown police arrested you, what were you doing to draw your attention or their attention to you?
I was actually on my way to work, sir. I was on my way to work. I still had my, I had my work boots on. I had everything on, and the Cass Brown Department, Cass Brown PD, can verify that I was on my way to work. And I just saw him get pulled over. I was speeding a little bit because I was going late to work, and I was actually speeding a little bit. And an officer pulled me over because I was speeding, sir. I was actually on my way to work that morning.
Okay.
On the 9th of June 9th.
So what brought their attention to you was that you were speeding? You were going a little fast?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just going to...
Okay, so it was a traffic violation, and they did their normal records check and found that you had a warrant.
Yes, sir. I actually let them know. I was like, excuse me, sir. I was like, I actually have a warrant out of DOC, and they're like, okay, well, we'll see. We'll figure it out. And yeah, sure enough, my warrant popped up, and, you know, I was very kind to the officer, you know, and I let him arrest me.
Well, that's a good thing, because if you argue with them or fight with them, that's more charges than it is,
yes, sir,
you know, it's a big revolving door you'll never get out.
The officer was pretty nice, so he let my family come to me so they can tell me goodbye. My baby, she was only 3 months at the time, so she was small, and my fiance and my parents, they all came to see me right there where they had me pulled over by Stanford, and they actually came. The officer was pretty nice, knowing them.
Okay,
you know, they see me before I left.
Well, it seems with your record and the fact you were referred to anger management, did you seek out any programming while you were down there to some counseling or something to help you with your anger problems?
Yeah, I know that I'm here now.
Well, no, when you were almost gone, you were gone for almost 2 years, done counseling and your work and everything else, but your history, your criminal history, indicates that you've got a problem with anger management. You know, aggravated domestic violence, and resisting arrest.
Yes, sir.
You know, all those are violent sort of situations where you're not controlling your anger. Have you done anything to help you with that, or do you plan on doing something to help you with
that? I plan on doing that, sir. Even when I get out, like if I still have to stay here, even when I get out and do my time, I want to go to counseling, and I want to start to better my life. I mean, I'm in Christ now, you know, I walk in Christ now. I've been on the streets, out there, I was going to church, and, you know, I changed my life, thank God, you know, and whatever it can to make me a better person, a better man, and a better father, you know, I'll do.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, sir, we're near the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion, making a determination in a momentarily. But before we do that, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. Anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make our decision? We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered, okay?
Okay, sir. I would just like to ask you that if you guys can kind of in your hearts to give you another chance. I would be so appreciative, sir, and may God, you know, God bless. That's all I can say, sir.
Thank you, sir. We're going to be going into discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think that we're addressing you, but we won't be. We ask that you remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can hear the whole conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Thank you, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Well, Mr. LaPlana, sounds like he's figured out he needs to turn that corner. And with the new baby out there and everything, he's sounds determined to straighten out his life. He's been working, and, you know, the whole time he was astounded with that 618 days or so that he was gone. And just, I cannot overlook that at all. He's got just a little bit over 2 months left. And at this time, I think his best course of action would be to take his time to lay out a very distinct plan of what he wants to do, the counseling he needs to get, and how he's going to be successful in his life, so that he doesn't return to DOC, maybe get some programming in that time. But I'm going to listen to discussion from me and my fellow.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, thank you. almost turned you into roommates today. All right, so based on all the information, warrant number 20162W3248, Mr. McFadden's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I am going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. McFadden as he was delinquent, violate the terms and conditions of supervision, and have lapse or without the lapse in accrual ways for company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Pillows, and agreed by the Windhouse. Okay, Mr. McFadden, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. You only have, looks like, 72 days, but you'll be released on about September 21st, 2018. At that time, as long as you don't commit any more violations of the law, you don't have any reason to be in contact with DOC, but by the same token, once you're on your own, you'll be totally responsible for any rehabilitation or programming or anything else like that. Sounds like that's what you want to do. You just need to make sure that you follow through with that. And if it wasn't for a long and scanning time, I would be a little more in favor of returning you to community supervision, but that's an awfully long time to be out of touch with your PO.
Yes,
okay? You understand?
I understand, sir.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir, and we do wish you the best of luck and hope that you have a lot of fun with that little baby. Kids can be great.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, just end your hearing, and would you put the field three back on the phone, please?
Yes, sir.